WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual, your daily dose of real talk sprinkled with a dash of cosmic wisdom. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide through this wild, wonderful journey called life. Today, we're diving into something super important. Creating healthy boundaries for ourselves and others. Ever felt like you were constantly giving, 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 but not getting much back? You know that feeling when your energy feels depleted and you're just running on fumes? Well, friends, it might be time to set some boundaries. And don't worry, this isn't about becoming a cold, distant person. It's about honoring yourself, protecting your energy, and creating space for authentic connection. Think of boundaries like a loving fence around your soul. They define your personal space, allowing you to nurture yourself and attract healthy relationships that actually support your growth. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you rock those boundaries like a boss. 1. Start with self-awareness. Before we talk about setting boundaries with others, it's crucial to get crystal clear on what you need. What are your values? What drains your energy? When do you feel most fulfilled? This self-reflection is like laying the foundation for a beautiful boundary castle. Once you know your inner rhythm, you can start saying yes to things that align with your authentic self and no to anything that feels out of sync. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own needs. 2. Communication is key. Setting boundaries doesn't have to be a battlefield. Instead of yelling halt, like you're in a medieval movie, try clear, compassionate communication. Use statements to express your feelings and needs without blaming others. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please allow each other space to finish our thoughts?" 3. Practice saying no. This one can be a real game changer. Learning to say no without guilt or apology is like giving yourself permission to breathe. It's not about being selfish, it's about honoring your time and energy. Remember, you don't have to explain yourself every time. A simple no thank you can be powerful enough. 4. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time thing, they require consistency. Just like training a puppy, it takes time and repetition for others to understand your limits. Don't be afraid to gently remind people of your boundaries if they need a refresh. 5. Embrace the power of sometimes. Life is fluid, and sometimes things come up that require flexibility. That's okay. You don't have to be rigid in your boundaries. It's perfectly fine to say yes occasionally, even if it means pushing yourself a little outside your comfort zone. Just remember, the key is balance. Now, let me share a quick example to illustrate this. Imagine you're constantly being invited to social gatherings when all you really crave is some quiet time at home to recharge. You might feel pressured to say yes every time, but that can lead to feeling drained and resentful. Setting a boundary could involve saying, "I appreciate the invite, but I need some downtime this week, maybe another time." This way, you protect your energy while still maintaining the connection. Remember, friends, creating healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or controlling. It's about taking care of yourself so that you can show up authentically and fully in all areas of your life. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask before helping others, because when you are thriving, everything around you flourishes too. So, let's recap. Self-awareness is the foundation. Clear communication is essential. Saying no is a superpower. Consistency builds trust, and sometimes yes is okay too. Now, go out there and rock those boundaries with confidence. And remember, I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little boundary boost. Leave a review to spread the love. And join me tomorrow for another dose of ADHD-friendly spirituality. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.